Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, live and local from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition on a Friday, June 6th. It's 1 p.m., which means it's time to open up the phone lines, take your phone calls, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. The question of the day, what's next for JD5 Jaden Daniels in year two on the Richmond Commander?
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
You know, we talked about this yesterday when we mentioned the interview Jaden Daniels did in a room that was filled with wallpaper images of Jaden Daniels making plays, and I thought about it again when we had Chris Moeller on the show from Pittsburgh Sports Radio talking about Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers, just how quickly things can change for a fan base. And Jaden Daniels has brought life to this fan base, brought energy to Commanders Nation. What's next for Jaden Daniels? Well, the standard remains high, and that's the most important thing, that he is not going to slump off at all in my mind here. He set a standard. Everybody in that locker room has set the standard. There's enough veterans to keep that standard, right? He mentioned how important it was to bring back Bobby Wagner, bring back, you know, Zach Ertz, remain with those guys as key figures in the locker room. So the standard remains high. The next part is, well, can Jaden protect himself better, right? Can Jaden protect himself better, stay healthy? It looks like he did bulk up. The collection of talent around him has certainly improved. Debo Samuel's way better than what Olamide Zaccheaus was bringing for you last year. You have Noah Brown back, who missed the end of last season. I think you're going to get an upgrade with Jalen Lane, an improved Luke McCaffrey. Maybe Ben Sinnott makes a jump to help Zach Ertz and John Bates. But really, I think it's all about Debo Samuel. That addition should really help Jaden Daniels out. The line protecting him should be much stronger, right, with Brandon Coleman moving inside, Laremy Tunsil outside, Josh Connolly on the other side. When Cosme returns to full health, another year of Tyler Biadasz, Tyler Badass getting better as the team's starting center. And when we talked to Tyler, he made it clear, the line feels like Jaden can't really get much better. The only way he can get better is if we can protect for him better and get him more time to throw the ball downfield. And so I do think that's true. Like, if the line can absolutely do a better job of protecting him, he should be stronger in his performances. And then I just hope the defense can get off the field more this season. We talked about the struggles defensively they had last year, about third down stops, fourth down stops, red zone stops, running play stops. That was their big issue, right? And so you wonder, can the defense, with a bulked up defensive line, an improvement from Johnny Newton, Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise, can they, you know, take running backs that were averaging 4.8 yards per carry down below 4 And then maybe they can get one more stop every game. And instead of giving up 23 points per game, it's 20 or 21, and it's Jaden getting another possession, another drive every half. That would be fantastic. Adam Schefter of ESPN had a conversation with Booger McFarland where they talked about the NFL reigning Rookie of the Year, Jaden Daniels, now going into his second year and how he could grow. And Booger said, "You make your biggest jump from year one to year two." I totally agree with him there. He said, "The game slows down. You know what to expect and how to handle things better. And this kid had a 71 QBR as a rookie. So the sky is the ceiling this year. Everything in Washington is in place," they went on to say. "And now the enthusiasm and the excitement is starting to build there because they know as long as he stays healthy and everybody around him does their part, he makes that next jump. We're not just talking about a team that can get into the playoffs. You're talking about a team that could have one of the elite quarterbacks in the National Football League." And I think that is the exact right approach for this. If Jaden Daniels stays healthy and everybody around him does their part, this is a team that can do much more than just get into the playoffs. I do think that the talent level on the roster is better than last season. I still want more defensively, and that's what I think could hold us from getting past the Eagles or maybe getting past another rematch with the Detroit Lions or maybe even the Rams, right, or the Packers, is the defense taking a major step forward from last year. And I do have faith in the coaching staff, right? Like, I believe Jaden and Cliff Kingsbury will do their part on offense to make slight improvements offensively, a little more points per game, maybe a little better on first down in terms of running the football. And then defensively, it's all about the mind, the schemes of Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. He was brought in here to make this defense relevant. And all of last season, as much as it pained me to see this defense couldn't get off the field, it's like I always knew that Dan Quinn is getting frustrated by that. Like, Dan, he's probably staying up all night beating himself up about the defensive side of the ball. And so that's why I just think it's like the perfect situation. Jaden and Cliff can focus on offense. Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr. can focus on the defensive side of the ball. And I do think this team will be much better defensively as well. Look, this is a situation here where Washington is now the team to beat, and Washington's also like the team to model your franchise off to. Adam Schefter said, Washington is looking like the model NFL franchise because they drafted a quarterback, they developed him, and now they're putting pieces around him to help him take that next step forward. You know, I think a year ago you would have said the Texans are the model NFL franchise, drafting C.J. Stroud, getting into the postseason with him and the young coach that they had, the defensive-minded young coach. A lot of people felt like they took a step back. I disagree. I think if Washington can do what Houston did, 10 wins, host a playoff game, win that playoff game, I will be very happy. And so that's my expectation, is to get back into the postseason. But I think if Jaden is able to take a leap forward, this team can absolutely be more than just a playoff contender, but a Super Bowl contender. Because as we said, what he did last season was incredible, getting to the doorsteps of the Super Bowl, and he hopefully will never have a collection of talents around him that's as good as that. It's always going to get better every single year. And that's why they made the move for Deebo Samuel. That's so huge. And I feel like as the summer goes on, we're going to start to realize how big of a piece Deebo Samuel can be. He's in a contract year. We know what that means to NFL players. And so if Deebo Samuel is able to catch 45 passes for 700 yards and tarries over 1,000 yards, and you're getting more from the rushing attack of B. Robin Eckler because of improved offensive line, and you're getting, you know, a good production out of your tight end room from the combination of Ertz and Sennett, and maybe even Lane or McCaffrey are stepping up to fill out that De'Ami Brown role from last year of take a screen pass, be our fly route on the outside. I mean, I really think Jaden Daniels just scratched the surface of how good he can be, and that was simply because he didn't have the greatest talent of players around him last year and a struggling offensive line and a defense that couldn't get off the field. I mean, Jaden can do his thing, but there are a lot of other factors that can help Jaden improve for next season, and part of it is the other side of the ball getting off the field and getting him more opportunities, because what he did with his opportunities was unbelievable. I mean, the Bengals game, the team didn't even punt, and throughout the entire season, they were a top five team statistically on number of drives that ended in points. Number of drives that ended in points, Washington was near the top. And so I just feel like this season the goal's got to be for Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. to get Jaden Daniels two more drives every single game, right? Two more drives every single game. Most coaches say, you know, they plan for like four drives in the first half, four drives in the second half. Can we get Jaden, you know, maybe 10 or 11 looks on the offensive side of the ball moving forward? How do they do that? Get off the damn field in third down and create more turnovers. Maybe that could be Trey Amos, the addition that they drafted at the cornerback position, who will battle with Marshon Lattimore and Mikey Sainristil for playing time. If you want to chime in, it's 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Stub, you know, after the show yesterday, I did receive a bit of feedback from some listeners who want to hear more about the Stub Switch 2 saga, you not receiving the console that you pre-ordered. So why don't you rewind for the audience real quickly here, explain the pre-order process and what happened at the midnight release and why you were not included.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just want to say thank you to the people that are asking, that are worried about me. I'm worried about myself, too. Okay, so April, I think 24th, I believe it was, I stayed up till midnight, which I always stay up till midnight. It wasn't that deep. And I had four different tabs open at Costco, GameStop, Walmart, and Target, as well as a couple apps on my phone to switch between them. This is because pre-ordering things like this is really hard. Anyone who's ever got any game or shoe kind of know what this game is, what it's like doing this. And so eventually, after like 40 minutes, I got through on Target, got a Target order in. Pre-order Nintendo Switch from Target to be shipped to me. Is that tracking so far?
Yep. And so you were assuming that buying it in April, you would receive it June 5th when it was released.
Absolutely, because that's generally how these kind of pre-orders work. And yesterday, as we saw, Walmart, Costco, and GameStop pre-orders got theirs shipped to themselves, mostly in the morning. Walmart included snacks and a drink. Everyone got it there really early. Except, universally, Target waited to send out their shipping until that very day. So a lot of people, myself included, are not expecting to receive their Switches in the mail until next week.
Wow. So yesterday on the air, you were assuming you might get your Switch at the earliest, like June 11th. And
yes.
The reason this is a big deal to me is because nothing pisses Stubb off. I mean, really, you could step on his toe, you could slam the door in his face, he'll just walk the other way, he won't get upset. But you take away a Nintendo Switch from the kid? I mean, it was like he was turning red yesterday.
I was
So what is the update?
The update, so it was preparing to ship, which is what a limbo everyone had been in, and including myself, for a week and a half. At 4:50 p.m. in Logan Township, New Jersey, a label for my package was created, and I have a FedEx number I can track it with.
We're hoping that it will be delivered over the weekend, and maybe you can give us a further update on Monday whether or not you will have received the package or not.
Yes,
Stubbs on the hunt for a Switch 2.
This is an update, yes, a great one. Not yet. I know that I have a package that will come to me at one point, so I'm better off than I was yesterday. I'm still mad about it. My roommate got one. I got to play it yesterday. It is really fun. So I'm like a little bit more mad because I got to try it and I'm excited.
I remember when the Xbox One, I believe it was the Xbox One, came out, or maybe it was the one after that, right? But I was trying to get it. It felt like everybody was trying to get it. And I tweeted out that I was trying to get it. And somebody actually DM'd me and said, hey, I've got an extra Xbox. Would you be interested in purchasing it? And I thought it was just a complete fake, like a bot. I like went in to try to look at the guy's profile. He was legit. I did an exchange with him on Twitter, sent him the money, and received my Xbox on my birthday, Christmas night of 19 or 20 when this happened. But it was just like incredible to me that I trusted some random dude, but it showed up on the day that it was expected to. So I think there's hope out there, Stubb, that you'll receive it over the weekend.
Me too.
It shouldn't take that long to get from Jersey to Richmond.
I Googled the map, like where it was. It's 4 hours away. I'll go get it. You don't need to ship it to me. I'll go get it.
Yeah, maybe we can get the intern to run the ones and twos, and Stubb will go get his package. We wanted to go around the National Football League right now with NFL Hits offseason on The Fan.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So the big story of the day, Pittsburgh inks Aaron Rodgers to a one-year deal. The 40-year-old quarterback threw for 3,897 yards with the Jets, 28 touchdowns to 11 interceptions. He took 40 sacks, and he didn't have a good QBR, and his completion rating was down 63%. He's usually better than that. But the reason to be optimistic in my mind is the touchdown-to-interception ratio stuff. Like, you can hate on Aaron Rodgers all you want, and I will turn my back on him as soon as he screws up in Pittsburgh. The ayahuasca user is kind of just completely annoying me with all of his takes and everything on the Pat McAfee show, and waiting and waiting and waiting to sign with Pittsburgh, and missing out on OTAs and kind of holding them hostage throughout the draft. But the 28 touchdowns to 11 interceptions is the reason to be optimistic if you're a Steelers fan. That's fantastic. Like, you go 28 touchdowns to 11 interceptions with the Steelers defense, I think you're a playoff team. He's 40 years old. He's still one of the most accurate and intelligent quarterbacks in the National Football League. So, and he should be able to use that intelligence to help him out there in Pittsburgh. Look, they have DK Metcalf. That's the star power right there. And that's what, you know, if you're a Steelers fan, you're hoping for, is that it's a bit of a Tom Brady, Randy Moss situation where it's just the best of both worlds. A quarterback that can throw the ball 70 yards and a wide receiver that can run under it and make the catch. DK Metcalf is your prototypical NFL wide receiver if you were going to make him from scratch on a computer. You'd make him the exact height and weight of DK Metcalf, the speed, the athleticism of DK Metcalf. He's been getting the ball thrown to him by a bunch of bums in Seattle, like Geno Smith. Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf could have a career season. Pat Freiermuth is a talented player, and they've got Caleb Johnson at the rookie running back position there. Should be an upgrade over Najee Harris. I think that Mike Tomlin works well with veteran quarterbacks. Rodgers is the kind of guy that I feel like Tomlin can trust him to make the right play, and they should form a good pairing with Tomlin focusing on the defensive side of the ball and letting Rodgers do his thing offensively. The defense still has T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, Cam Hayward, Joey Porter Jr. They've got talent there, and they brought in Darius Slay. They brought in Malik Harrison from the Ravens, Kenneth Gainwell, a backup running back for the Eagles. And yes, there's a big hole left by George Pickens, but DK Metcalf should very much fill that role. And you lost Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, so you were very desperate for a quarterback. But with Aaron Rodgers, like, the Steelers are in a decent position here, because as I talked about with Mueller, I feel like why not roll the dice on Aaron Rodgers? If it works out, best case scenario, he throws 40 bombs, like 12, 13 interceptions. DK has a fantastic year. Their rookie running back, who we talked about, Caleb Johnson, is an 1,000-yard rusher. And they win 11 games. They go 11-6. Worst case scenario is Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. You lose the rest of your games, right? You end up like 3-14. And then Mike Tomlin's going to be out of a job. So, like, Steelers fans need to decide what they're rooting for. Do you want this team to be good, or do you want Mike Tomlin to lose his job? Because grabbing Aaron Rodgers, I think there's a chance for it to work out, but if it doesn't, you kind of get what you're wanting anyway. If you wanted Mike Tomlin gone, he brings in Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't work out, it could work out that both of them are gone next season, and that you're getting a new coach to pair him with a new quarterback next season, maybe Arch Manning, I don't know. But I think this was the right move for the Steelers, because why not roll the dice? You are in a very difficult division, because you're playing catch-up to the Ravens. The Bengals are going to be much better this season. You needed a star player at the quarterback position to keep up with them, and it wasn't going to be Mason Rudolph. And for some reason, they didn't want to do the Justin Fields experiment one more time. They moved on from Russell Wilson. Who was it going to be? It had to be Aaron Rodgers. And the other thing is, now that it's a deal, I think more information will come out that we'll find out. Like, they knew in the draft they were getting Aaron Rodgers. That's why they didn't draft a quarterback until the sixth round. And they took the guy that nobody even really wanted at Ohio State, right? So they knew they were getting Rodgers. It's finally happened here. He's got time to learn the offense. He's got time to work with his teammates. I'm not saying it's going to be the most successful, but I like the risk. I like rolling the dice on Aaron Rodgers. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. How about the NBA Finals and that Game 1 last night? Wow, was that fantastic. I mean, that was theater right there. That's what you want to see. Down by 15 points in the fourth quarter, the Pacers turn it on, hit some big shots, get some defensive stops, finally able to slow down SGA in the fourth quarter, and Halliburton heroics once again. He had a game winner driving to the basket over former MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo in round one. a step-back three over the Cavaliers in round two, and then the turnaround three-point shot to knock off the Knicks in round three. And now in the NBA Finals in game one, Halliburton does it once again. Let's take a listen to the call last night. SGA misses the pull-up, rebound Pacers, and the rest is history.
Gildas Alexander spins, pulls up, jumper. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 3/10 of a second remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton
ball game.
Does it again.
Pacers win game one, 111 to 110. You know, I thought the Thunder were dominant for long stretches of this game, and that's what I think is a reason to be worried if you're a Thunder fan. You were fantastic for most of this game. SGA had a 38-point performance. He had a 15-point lead, and yet it slipped away, and it disappeared because the Pacers don't give up. And what the Thunder got from SGA and from Lou Dort and from Jalen Williams, you know, I'm really worried if the Thunder are going to be able to get that again and again and again throughout this series. For the Pacers, I thought they could have gotten more from Pascal Siakam. I thought they could have gotten more in the first half from Miles Turner and even Halliburton, who finished with the game winner but only scored 14 points. So in my mind, the Thunder played like an A-minus game and the Pacers won playing their B-minus game. We'll be interested to see how game two plays out. Or do the Pacers maybe take their foot off the gas a little bit, because they have taken home court advantage away from the Thunder, as they will now host game three, and it will be even, or they will have a 2-0 series lead. But look, this was a Thunder team that dominated, all right? They forced 19 first-half turnovers by Indiana to give themselves extra possessions. Then they kind of went cold in crunch time, especially from three. I mean, Alex Caruso, I believe, had two wide-open threes in the fourth quarter that he missed. It's a heartbreaking loss. Certainly it is. If you're a Thunder fan, you're thinking they'll learn from their mistakes. There's belief they can bounce back in game two. Again, this is a Thunder team that won 68 regular season games and never lost four games in a seven-game stretch. Never lost four games in a seven-game stretch. So the trend is they will turn it around, win game two, maybe even win three or game four. They're a resilient team. Halliburton was fantastic for the Pacers, and Carlisle's system, his strategy worked out there in game one. I mean, that's what went right for the Pacers, right? I thought that they really did change the defensive coverage a little bit, because a lot of this game, it was all SGA for the Thunder, and I just don't think that's the best way for them to play this series here. Like, he's the MVP. He's excellent mid-range jump shot. He can take everybody to the basket. It feels like he can get fouled anytime he wants. He hit 7 of 8 from the free throw line. But do you want your point guard shooting 30 shots? I say no. That's not how you win in basketball. He had 3 assists. Halliburton had 6. Nembhard had 6. Those guys didn't have many turnovers. SGA had 2 turnovers to 3 assists. That's not a good enough turnover to assist ratio for your starting point guard in the NBA Finals. He scored 38 points, and that's the reason his team had a massive lead and had a chance to win, but I think he's got to do a better job getting Chet Holmgren involved. He's got to do a better job getting Cason Wallace open shots. This second unit, they need more from Aaron Wiggins. They need more from Hartenstein. They need more from Isaiah Joe. The Pacers got what they wanted from their second unit. Obi Toppin, my goodness, was he good for them in that one. And I think they're going to get a better version of Benedict Mathurin on the offensive end moving forward. He was just 1 of 5 from the field, but he did have that massive block on SGA down the stretch. And that's what it was. The Pacers stunned the Thunder with defensive stops in the fourth quarter, and offensively, they were too tough for the Thunder. I mean, this is one of the best defensive teams in basketball, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and I thought Lou Dort was fantastic defensively. I thought Jalen Williams was really good defensively. I mean, Dort had 4 steals, SGA had 3, but in that fourth quarter, they got a little handsy, and they fouled too often, I thought, to give the Pacers. And the Pacers ended up in the bonus real early, got free throw after free throw. There was a point where it was like 3-4 minutes left where it was like, oh, Siakam fouled, he's going to the free throw line. Oh, Halliburton fouled, he's going to the free throw line. Now Turner fouled, he's going to the free throw line. Too many easy buckets there, I thought, late in that game. You had 21 free throws attempted by the Pacers, and a lot of that was probably in the second half when they were making their run. But I told you guys earlier, I thought this game flipped in the third quarter and Indiana was playing their best, but OKC matched them. And that's when I thought maybe, you know, the Pacers ran out of gas. But this is a Pacers team that plays a full 48 minutes every single night. And so when their starters aren't doing it, they put in their bench. And we've seen this before, right? We saw this against the Knicks, down by 14. Nesmith hits the threes. Last night, it was Obi Toppin hitting the threes. They have a never-say-die attitude, and Coach Rick Carlisle, the UVA alum, who's already an NBA champion, head coaching the Dallas Mavericks, when they beat LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, yeah, I like his chances against SGA and the Thunder in this series. I mean, this just that game one victory for the Pacers completely changes the dynamic of this series moving forward. Pacers have the momentum now, and they have stolen home court advantage in the 2025 NBA Finals. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Should mention the other NBA news. Adam Silver confirms the 2026 NBA All-Star Game will feature Team USA versus the world. Stealing a page from the NHL playbook. Stub, pretty obvious they were going to do this after the success of, what they call that, the Four Nations Cup, right? NHL had so much success with the Four Nations Cup. Everybody was watching it, it felt like. NBA is going to try that 2026 All-Star Weekend. Team USA versus the world. That's the concept. Adam Silver says he's still unsure of what the format will be, but he did, quote-unquote, pay a lot of attention to what the NHL did and noted it was a huge success. I mean, it's kind of crazy. Here we are in 2025. The NBA is taking a page out of the NHL's playbook. I would have told you you're crazy if you told me that 10 years ago. You're listening to Adam Epstein here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm still not over last night's Game 1 of the NBA Finals. How fantastic was that come-from-behind victory for the Pacers, and Haliburton does it once again. You know, early in the game, 4 minutes into the first quarter, Oklahoma against Indiana, it was tied 10-10. That was the closest the Pacers came to winning this game for most of the game. Tied 10-10, right? And then it was Thunder with the lead, and they grew the lead up to 15 points. Up to 15 points, right? And the Pacers showed up when it mattered most, and they came back. And Tyrese Haliburton ran a 20-footer with less than a second on the clock in the fourth quarter to give the Pacers a 111-110 lead and a 111-110 win to start the best of seven series, shocking the home crowd of the Oklahoma City Thunder. 10-10 in the first quarter, to a one-point win, 111-110. So basically, 100 points were scored in between the time the Pacers tied the game in the first quarter and then won the game with about 0.1 seconds left or 0.3 seconds left on the clock after Haliburton hit that shot. It was just amazing. And, you know, I think some of the statistics that I'm breaking down for why the Pacers were able to come back and win that game, it just comes down to shooting for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, this team did not hit their shots from the outside, 36% from three, but maybe more importantly, you know, they weren't hitting their mid-range jump shots either. How many missed layups did the Thunder have? I mean, my goodness, it was not just SGA, but like Jalen Williams, Kayson Wallace, Alex Caruso, just kind of threw it off the glass a little too hard. They shot 39%, below 40% from the field in this contest here. Whereas the Pacers shot nearly 50%, 46% from three-point land. Both teams got to the free throw line around the exact amount of same times, but the rebounds was another big factor in this. The offensive rebounds for the Pacers gave their team an extra three possessions. The defensive rebounds that they grabbed helped limit the Thunder to just one shot. A lot of times that was in the fourth quarter as they made their comeback from down 13. The Pacers had 24 assists compared to just 13 for the Thunder. That's, if I am the coach of the Thunder, that's what I'm circling. The assists for the team, I'm putting it on the big whiteboard, and I'm saying that's not who we are. We play team basketball. And we're way better as a team when we play together than the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers won 50 games. The Thunder won 68. That's what I'm saying if I'm the head coach of the Thunder. And the reason we were so good throughout the regular season was because we averaged about 15 to 20 assists per game. All right? We averaged about 20 assists per game with SGA being the MVP, not just 13, with SGA shooting 30 shots. It just, you know, I know there was a lot of pressure on SGA being the league's MVP, but an MVP that's really not a household name in my mind. All right, you got to watch basketball, I feel like, to know the name Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You got to really be a hoops head here. And so I felt like he was kind of shouldering that pressure and felt like, I'm going to go ball out. I don't need my teammates. I don't need you guys. I'm going to go put the OKC on the map here with a 35-point performance. He had 38 for the game. He hit his three-point shots. He was unreal driving to the basket, getting fouled, hitting mid-range jump shots, tough fadeaway shots too. But as the team's point guard, you've got to get your teammates more involved. You know, I thought Haliburton had the better game than SGA because Haliburton stepped up in the fourth quarter, and although he wasn't hitting his shots, he had 6 assists and 10 rebounds. SGA, 3 assists, 5 rebounds, had the turnovers, was not as good as Haliburton was defensively either. And so it was like the Pacers actually kind of stealing a page out of the Thunder's playbook. Like, they won that game with better team basketball and having more guys they could pull off the bench. Boom, 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 boom. We've got more shooters. That's the Thunder this entire regular season. The Thunder have been the team that's like, all right, we'll throw in Alex Caruso to hit a couple threes. Aaron Wiggins, Isaiah Joe, right? We bring in Isaiah Hartenstein to be a good backup center. It was the Thunder's bench that was kind of struggling in my mind in this game, whereas for the Pacers, I mean, I don't think you can expect to get maybe even another 10-plus per point performance from Obi Toppin, but he was so good with 17. And it wasn't just the offensive side of the ball. I thought he was really good with rebounds and defending down low. I thought they got a decent performance off the bench in a limited role from Thomas Bryant, you know, against Hartenstein there. And then Benedict Mathurin there with a good defensive stop late, getting the block on SGA. But it came down to the wire. And as soon as the Pacers really started hitting their threes and got it under 10, I just had a feeling they were going to come back. And that's why I kept talking about that third quarter, because, man, they had so many open shots in that third quarter, down by like 9, 10, and 11, to really make it a contest. And they wouldn't fall. And then Oklahoma City would go down, and they'd make it a 13-point lead again, or a 14-point lead once again. And so I thought the Pacers were going to run out of gas after they tried to make their push in the third quarter. But this is a team that doesn't give up. They went to their bench unit. They trusted some of their younger players to come in and step up. And they got them back into the contest. And then the starters came back in, and they closed it. You know, we talked about how Jalen Brunson had been the best closer in NBA this season. Well, in the postseason, that's been Tyrese Halliburton, and it's not even close, really. There's a stat that's been going around social media: clutch shooting, right? Win probability added in a single postseason. Clutch win probability, all right? It includes guys like Nikola Jokic when he won the title. It goes back to 2006 with Kobe Bryant, 2009 Ray Allen, 2011 Dirk Nowitzki. The highest person on this list, not named Tyrese Halliburton, is 2013 LeBron James at 1.86. Halliburton's almost double that. 2025 Tyrese Halliburton, 2.48. He's in a category of his own for shooting clutch win probability added in a single postseason. He's done it time after time after time. I didn't think we could get better than when against the Knicks, he ran past the defender that was guarding him, got into the paint, did the craziest thing ever. I would never even attempt this in a video game. He turned around, ran behind the three-point line, and shot at the buzzer, hits off the back of rim, and falls in. I didn't think you could get any better than that, but he did in this game against the Thunder. Just getting the ball with about 10 seconds left, got to his spot, pulled up, and hit the shot, and it was fantastic. That is what you want out of your NBA Finals. And I know there was some talk about how, you know, Indiana's not the biggest market. Oklahoma City, not the biggest market. The NBA kind of wanted, you know, Minnesota against the New York Knicks, right? Or the NBA would have wanted the Lakers and the Celtics to have more success. They probably weren't happy. Adam Silver probably wasn't, you know, through the moon excited for OKC against Indiana. But you cannot argue with what we all witnessed last night. That was a fantastic NBA Finals game. It had the pace, right? It really did. It had, like, the second quarter and the third quarter almost felt like a college basketball game at times. It was up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And then, you know, there were times where it did become a defensive battle. It did become very important to make sure you get a good look at the basket there. So I just thought that was very entertaining basketball. Maybe it didn't hit the over that I had predicted of 230, a little bit lower scoring game. And that's just because some of the Pacers starters didn't hit their average until late. But I just think Pacers win a game in which Tyrese Halliburton scores only 15 points. Watch out, Thunder. Like, 14. I think he's going to have a 30-point performance before we get to Game 3. Either Game 2 or Game 3, Halliburton will just have a massive offensive game. And, look, they threw the Dort chamber on him. Lou Dort was really good defensively. But the Thunder did not rotate defensively as good as I thought they were going to. And a lot of times it was like Halliburton taking the pressure by driving to the basket with Lou Dort on him. But then as soon as he, like, turned and swung it, it was like the rotations for the Thunder just weren't there. And a lot of times you had mismatches with, like, Miles Turner, who is 7 foot and, like, 300 pounds, on, like, a Jalen Williams or on a Cason Wallace. And that kind of was a difference there. I mean, Miles Turner, 15 points. your starting center, Chet Holmgren for the Thunder, 6 points. Look, I thought it was going to come down to three matchups. Siakam versus Jalen Williams, and Jalen Williams was really good in this one. He was probably as good as Siakam, might have won that matchup. You know, you've got to say that SGA beat his matchup against Halliburton as he had 38, but Turner destroyed Chet Holmgren. And I even thought that their second unit beat the Thunder's second unit as well. So it's a matchup of matchups here in the NBA Finals, and game one with the way of the Indiana Pacers. Coach Rick Carlisle deserves a lot of credit for the changes he made at halftime. You know, his team went in the break down by 12, but they score 31 in the third, 35 in the fourth. At halftime, I'm going to be honest with you, I felt pretty good. At halftime, they were talking about how great this Thunder team is. It's 57-45. The Pacers team, I knew they were going to go over 100. They weren't going to be held to 90 points in the NBA Finals. They're too good offensively. So I felt good about Rick Carlisle making the adjustments, and that's exactly what he did. But I didn't expect them to come all the way back and win the game with Halliburton's heroics. Remember, my bet in game one was Pacers plus 10. And there was a moment in the fourth quarter where that was looking sketchy, and then it turned around with the quickness, with some sharp shooting from Nembhard, Siakam, and Tyrese Halliburton. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.